You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr. Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks on Boardwalk Empire Volume 1, music from the original HBO series that's on Elektra, and you can buy that CD. It's brand new, recorded last year. Japanese Sandman, the Paul Whiteman version of that. Oh, yes. And let me pause here a minute to say something. I received a donation from a listener, a gift certificate, to this Live365 account, and I am very, very grateful. I do not fundraise. I don't pound the drum for donations, and I do put a lot of work into this show. You should see me, but I appreciate when other people realize that and they kick in a little money or a lot of money, and I want to thank the listener who donated money this week. It means an awful lot to me, and I'm very, very grateful. So comment other than I appreciate you so much for what you've done. And let me continue. This is Radiola, and I've got finally. And by the way, do buy that CD. It's lovely. Buy it right from Vince. You can buy it from Vince. I'm not Mr. Pirate here. I want you all to buy this stuff. And Radiola is not, we're not flying any flags here. No, sir. No skull on the masthead here. And I'm Andy Sr., and I vouch for that. Two of the recordings after this kind of tie to this in a way. And, it's sort of, why not? Why shouldn't it? Wessel Ossman, the Ossman-Dudley Trio in 1906, so we're going back a century from the previous selection, on Victor, the St. Louis Tickle, and it sounds pretty good. And that recording does title the first one, as does the previous one, and I'll tell you what the connection is. That was Gene Radomich's orchestra, very nice Brunswick from 1924. How Come You Do Me Like You Do? Hot stuff, too, by the way. Yes, indeed. And that was recorded in St. Louis. That's sort of ties to St. Louis Tickle. Before that, the University 5 on Pathé, a vertical cut, that was actually Gene and Dudley Fosdick recording that. Margie introducing Singin' the Blues, 1920. So there's a Dudley in the Osman Dudley trio. A lot of Dudleys out there. What's in a name? Indeed, that's what's in that name. So we began with the Osman Dudley Trio, the St. Louis Tickle, 1906. And I always say 06 because if I say 1906, people expect something else. Doesn't have the right balance to me. This is Radiola, and I try to maintain a certain equilibrium, except when I've left it in the other room. And I have it adjusted occasionally. Yes, indeed. Ernie Golden and his orchestra, Irving Kaufman singing Sweethearts on Parade, 1928. Thank you.
I guess. She kept me waiting, contemplating, hesitating, till at last with a smile this little lady, sweetest baby, whispered maybe after a while.
Waring's Pennsylvanians in 1931 sang a little jingle. Oh, yes. And the Waring girls were in there, and if they in fact were girls, because the card at Victor says it's Fred Waring and two of the male band members. So who knows who is that singing. But they sound like girls to me. Then there's Polly McClintock, and I'm sure he didn't sing falsetto in that little bit there. You know Polly, and he's just did Popeye before Popeye, essentially. Rudy Baum and his orchestra, Frank Munn in 1929, A Little Lady. And that's a very obscure recording on Van Dyke. And I don't know who Rudy Baum is. He might be somebody well-known to others. Ernie Golden and his orchestra, and he's fairly well known, Irving Kaufman, Sweethearts on Parade, the Carmen Lombardo tune from 1928. from 1928. And this is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior. I'm happy to bring you this stuff. And we're going to, the name stuff is, we handled a lot of that in the first hour or so, but I'm going to try to maintain the semblance of a theme here. From the movie The Pagan, Lee Sims playing in 1929, the Pagan love song. So here's, this is gorgeous, Lee Sims.
One year has passed since you walked up the aisle. One year since you said I do. I'm still heartbroken, but you still can smile. So I send these greetings to you. many happy returns of the day. And there isn't much more I can say. I recall with a tear, you've been married a year, but I still wish you luck with a heart that's sincere. I won't bring any presents to you. I gave you up, what more can I do? I'll just send a bouquet with a card that will say, many happy returns on the day. Presents to you. I gave you up. What more can I do? I'll just send a bouquet with a card that will say, many happy returns of the day.
Plaisir de vous annoncer que nous avons ce soir parmi nous M. Jacques Hulbert. Je vais le prier de bien vouloir nous chanter quelque chose.
Good evening, everybody. Bonsoir, tout le monde. Je suis triste que je ne peux pas chanter parce que j'oubliais tout le français que j'ai appris à l'école. All right, I'll do the best I can.
You must have heard the problem, it really is sublime. It's where do all the flies go?
What are you playing? What? Kel Clay, Abbeville.
Anut?
Oh, Kel Clay.
You must have heard the problem, it really is sublime. It's where do all the flies go when it is winter time? You ought to know the answer, but I'll tell you once more. If Mr. Gladstone told the Queen in 1864, flies crawled up the window, it's all they have to do. They went up by the thousand and came down two by two. The flies crawled up the window, they said we'd love to roam. So once more up the window, and then we'll all go home.
Bonsoir. Oh, the flies crawl up the window in sunshine and in rain. They do not seek for pleasure, they much prefer the pain. Ha! If those flies annoy you, then here's what I advise. You don't have any windows, and then you have no flies. Bonsoir.
Bonsoir.
Oh, the flies crawled up the window one boiling summer day, and all of them were frozen, I much regret to say. Now you perhaps may wonder just how this came to pass. The windows that they crawled up were made of frosted glass. Bonsoir! Oh, the flies crawl up the window, and this is why they do. If they don't crawl up windows, then how can they see through? But every fly by nature is modest and refined. So when it is your bath night, do please pull down the blind. Encore, encore, sing some more. Ooh, the flies crawl up the window, and yet the fact remains. You'll often meet with people who say flies have no brains. Next time you see flies crawling upside down upon a shelf, if you don't think that's clever, just try it for yourself. Bonsoir, bonsoir.
And there's Jack Hulbert, recorded apparently in Monte Carlo. The flies crawled up the window, 1932, and that's it's pretty good, and it certainly clears the air after the previous selection, Bing on Brunswick. Very nice copy of it. Many happy returns of the day, 1931. Yes, it's somebody needs to go out and take a walk. Probably me. But Bing sounds pretty, he's got to get his head out of his, wherever it is. Lee Sims, The Pagan Love Song, 1929. And this is Radiola, and we don't withhold commentary where it's due. I'm Andy Sr., and I sometimes have to shut my mouth occasionally just to hear others talk. The Virginians, Ross Gorman, and a lot of Whiteman guys in there, 1922. Nice recording of this. I wish I could shimmy like my sister Kate, and she can do it.
Thank you.
The Oriole Orchestra in 1925, Ukulele Lady. That's a nice recording of that. That's late acoustic, and I like that an awful lot. That's Russo and Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra. Before that, Henry Halstead and his orchestra, the Bullfrog Blues, 1924. That's recorded in Oakland, California. Very nice sound on that. As a matter of fact, a couple of the early electrics recorded in Oakland have such a... they sound like they're recorded in the high school gymnasium, but the acoustics are very nice sounding indeed, and that's a West Coast band, Hot Stuff, Henry Halstead. I like that record. Before that, recorded in New York, the Virginians. I wish I could shimmy like my sister Kate. Might have been Camden, one of those, but at least the West East Coast, let's say that, and let those who are inclined to figure it out. 1922. This is Radiola, and we don't have a GPS for recording locations, so we just have to wing it sometimes, and we're winging what we can. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'll vouch for that entirely. Vernon Guyer in 1936, and this goes out to my wife, who's having a birthday this week, and she's happy about it. I am too. And here's Vernon on the Hammond organ in 36 with Sweet Sue.
My heart, now I'm beside him. Mercy, let his conscience guide him on. He wants to marry me and be my honeybee. Every minute he gets bolder. Now he's leaning on my shoulder. Mom, he's kissing me. Now Lily was so good, everybody could tell. You'd never see her roam. She'd always stay at home. All the neighbors knew little Lily so well. For when the boys would call, they'd hear her yell. Mom, he's making eyes at me. Mom, he's awful nice to me. Ma, he's almost breaking my heart. Now if you begin, can't you see I'm going to weaken? Ma, he wants to marry me and be my honeybee. Every minute he gets bolder. Now he's leaning on my shoulder. Ma, he's kissing me.
Sally Foster and the Travelers in 1936. Ma, he's making eyes at me. Oh, yeah. Well, there's... I guess. I don't know who Sally Foster is. That's on the country series on DECA. So whoever she was, it had that certain that feel to it. And it was a very nice version of it, I have to say. Vernon Guyer in 1936, Sweet Sue. Ah, yeah. Very nice stuff there. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Sr., and I'm so glad you spent some time with me and watched, listened in on this. There's not real. The theme is, it lasts a while, and then it just sort of, evaporates like the dew on the grass. Of course, we don't have much of that these days because it's so chilly out. But here's the Hollywood Dance Orchestra. That's Fred Hall, and his name is actually on this composition. Arthur Fields, of course, is singing it. And this is what we're looking at. It does seem to be a little bit lighter out. We're headed toward this. So let's all hope this happens and we keep going. And I'm just going to hope this is true. Brighter days ahead. Here are brighter days.
Appear the day when I know you'll be near me. when the sun comes shining through, and I tell you I love you. You reply, dear, so do I, dear, brighter days soon will be here.